That means we have food and we have guests.
Yes, indeed.
Not just Ellen, Martin's in from Weekend Breakfast. And the noisy one is Gino.
Hey, I've got a joke. I've got a Country Kitchen cowboy joke.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Now, if you saw Match of the Day of the weekend, you might have heard this, right? But this is the joke. Guy goes to the doctor and he goes, "Doctor, doctor, I feel like a cowboy." And the doctor says, "How long you felt like a cowboy?" And he says, "Right about a yeah."
Oh, dear.
I'll just eat my food, eh?
Before we go on, can I just say one word to you?
What?
Snap.
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 Yeah. Why would you be saying that? It's a word that is familiar to me from my dark and distant past.
Gino and I were talking about tomorrow's show, tomorrow's breakfast show.
I've got it now. I finally remembered what snap was. Yeah.
The penny has dropped.
We were looking online for ideas and things. Let's look on YouTube. And snap came up, and so did your face.
My old quiz show. Yeah.
We watched episode 4
from a lifetime ago, that one, wasn't it?
So when were you doing the TV show? When was that?
So did you just say it then, Gino? What did you say?
It was episode 4.
Episode 4, sorry, they said it was 94. I can't remember when it was, I haven't got a clue.
A long time ago.
Judging by the hair.
I remember you had on a lovely jacket as well. Do you remember that? It was a light sort of green jacket. Very smart, you were.
The great thing about the world of television is they give you this clothing budget.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember you saying that at the time.
£2,500 to go and get clothes for that show, Snap. So all the shirts, everything, there's a sort of set designer kind of person, and then there's designers that tell you what to get, so they come shopping with you.
Wow.
And I tell you, it was so hard to try and spend £2,500, right? So on the last...
Shut up, it would have been easy for you. Just honestly, take the way through for shoes.
You've got so many jackets and all these things that you can get, and then the last sort of day, I thought, I'm going to have to go, there was still some left, I thought about £700 or something, I thought, I'm going to have to go and spend that, or else it's gone. You know what I mean? Let's go down the shop again, and when I came back with the stuff that I didn't really need, but I was just using up the budget with,
aye,
they said, "Oh, if it's not spent, you get to keep the change."
Oh, now you tell me. No, I've got 7 shades of youth sell on polo shirts.
They didn't tell me that until after.
Oh,
no.
Bandits.
Yeah, let dwell anyway. That was expensive. A lot of money. Yeah, definitely.
What were you watching that for? It's not good on breakfast, really, is it?
It was one of those moments where you just go on a tangent.
Like now.
Don't you get grumpy with us because we're hogging your slot talking about Titchy's past.
Today, Helen, thanks for coming in.
And you can check Snap online now on YouTube. Just search Snap on YouTube. What's in the show, mate? Today, Helen, what's in the show?
Listen, we know it's white chocolate and berry pudding today that you got.
Yeah, very good. And the recipe actually said to me to do it in the microwave.
Oh, did it?
And I did one for ourselves last night.
I did it in the microwave. Okay.
And I wasn't really that impressed, so I thought, rather than do the Murray and Firth one in the microwave, I'll do it in the real oven. And I think it worked a lot better.
Beautiful.
Looked a lot better as well. And probably the
consistency inside was better, was it?
Mm. Yes, I think so. It didn't go all sort of stodgy and that. Well, I don't know what it... I just tasted a little today. I had a wee taste and it did taste a little bit better.
Well, Gino took the biggest bit you could possibly get.
Yeah, and I took you some custard in as well to make it go down well.
Is there any custard left, actually?
No, I don't think so. I've been having it in
Titch's got a straw in it.
I really enjoyed the pudding and with the custard. It was just brilliant.
Nice. Amazing. And easy. And did anyone taste the white chocolate in it? I didn't, actually.
I think I ate it too fast to taste anything.
I didn't taste anything. I had like 3 mouthfuls. Done.
If I did it again, I definitely would put another bar of white chocolate in it.
Another whole bar of white chocolate?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
But you don't have too much white chocolate, because white chocolate can be a bit sickly.
You think?
You know, when you get those big milky bar buttons, 3 of them, and I'm like...
Right, it did say anybody's to do... It
maybe one and a half.
Where'd you buy them?
Supermarket.
It was really nice. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was a great pudding. Actually, really nice.
Excellent. And dead easy to do, so they can find it on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook or on their website, isn't it? On our website.
We've got the website, mfr.co.uk. Click the Facebook link. You'll see, and we've got a picture of you, Martin. You got
picture
one
online there. Yep, that's right, yeah. Right.
And also, they can email me at helen@mfr.co.uk and I can get it off to them right away.
Brilliant. Yeah. Obviously, I mean, you could have it with just cream, I suppose, over it, but I think the custard
anything.
Was nice.
I had it with ice cream last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I had it with ice cream and it was lovely because it was just out of the microwave. But I would have preferred it if ours was done in the oven, real oven. It looked a lot better today, I would say.
Yeah. Right, now then, Helen, what's happening on Wednesday?
Right, I'm on Wednesday. I've got music from Glen Campbell, Charlie Pride, Lady Antebellum, new music from Roseanne Cash, Sarah Evans, Thomas Rhett and more. And I've also got music and chat from the Zac Brown Band.
Wow, really?
Which I got at Country to Country last weekend in the O2.
Yahoo!
Yeah, great
stuff. Are you playing Wichita Lineman?
No, I'm not playing that. I think I'm playing Rhinestone Cowboy.
What kind of woman?
I can't really remember, Gino, but I think I am. I think it's that one. It's definitely a favourite one I'm playing.
Sorry.
So that's on MFR2, 1107 AM, digital radio and online, Wednesday at 8.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Helen. Thank you. Gino, stop licking the bowl. Honestly, what's he like? Oh.